Swiss Art with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today we're going to be talking about something which people, I don't think, will automatically link with Switzerland, but we're taking a look at a bit of a light subject. In fact, a very light one, but also a bit of a pricey one, specifically saffron, the spice. Now, not something, as I say, typically comes to mind when you speak of Switzerland, but yet, Dario, there is a little bit of a connection.
Yes, indeed. I discovered this myself, actually, the other day in an article of the Federal Department of Foreign Affairs. They have a website called The House of Switzerland, which sort of promotes Swiss things around the world. And there they say it. And as you said, when people hear the word saffron, they are more likely to think of the distinct saffron taste and yellow color of maybe a Spanish paella, or a Persian rice, or really any other culinary tradition first before they think of Switzerland. But there is actually a place in the country where the saffron flowers naturally grow and where the tasty saffron pistils have been harvested for generations.
So where is that place? I mean, I can imagine that being a secret. Otherwise, everybody will be up there picking saffron.
It's a secret that I'm going to share today with everybody who listens. Well, it turns out it's the municipality of Mund in the German-speaking part of the canton of Valais, a commune situated at an altitude of 1,200 meters that seems to have just the right climate for the purple saffron flowers to grow. And saffron is big in Mund. Out of about 500 inhabitants, over 100 are saffron growers.
Okay, so when you said they grow, they grow naturally. I mean, it's they're actually being farmed up there.
They're being farmed, but they also grow naturally in the region. The flowers like the soil they find there.
All right. So does this mean that saffron is native to Switzerland?
No, not exactly. They were introduced. So saffron flowers were introduced to the region in the 14th century. And there are two theories as to how this could have happened. One assumes that it was pilgrims who passed through Switzerland who brought saffron with them. And the other suggests that it was mercenaries who introduced the spice to the country. So Swiss mercenaries who went abroad, who came back with the flower in their backpack. Both theories are agree, though, on one point, and that is that the plant was introduced from Spain to Switzerland.
Okay, so it did come from Spain, and then they fortuitously found it grew very well in Mund, in Canton Valley.
Exactly.
So this is actually a big thing in Mund now. It's actually a significant piece of the economy in that commune.
Yes, very much so. There are about 18,000 square meters of saffron fields in Mund that are shared by about 120 private growers. Collectively, they harvest up to 2 kilos of saffron a year, which might sound like a little, but if you consider that each flower only produces 3 pistils of saffron and that you need about 130,000 pistils to produce 1 kilo, you realize that it's actually quite a bit for such a small village. And of course, they can sell it at a premium price. So only 1 gram of Swiss saffron will set you back at least 30 francs. This is also why it's compared to red gold, the red gold saffron, not just in the Swiss case, but all over the world. This is an expensive spice. Famously expensive, but Switzerland, obviously, with higher salaries, this also makes for an even higher price for saffron in the end.
Okay, as you say, just 2 kilos of saffron, that's the annual harvest of,
exactly.
Of this. Yes, but as you say, 30 francs for a gram, that's okay. They're living on that. So now, Dario, you've got us all very excited about saffron. Where can we learn more about it? I hear everyone cry.
Well, I'm glad you asked, because there is actually a saffron museum in Mund since 2007 you can go and visit for more saffron-related trivia, such as, for example, that people used to believe that saffron grew in places where the Greek god Zeus had procreated. So if you want to find out if this is actually true, you better head up to Mund, because it's also the right moment to do so, because harvesting season for saffron has just started at the end of September and will last until the beginning of November. So if you're a hardcore saffron fan, or maybe if you just like to cook with it, then it's a good moment to head up to Mund. This, by the way, also a reason why the village is doing quite well. There seems to be actually quite the tourism boom going on every year around this period, because yes, people are actually excited about the saffron pistols, and they do head up to Mund for the full saffron experience. So who knows, maybe one of our listeners will do so too this year.
Well, I'm sure you can obviously go up there and buy saffron. I'm sure there's some saffron shops up there.
Yeah,
as well.
There's saffron cheeses that they have, saffron bread, all sorts of things that they add saffron to. Saffron was also used to be used to color tissue, but nowadays it's mostly used for culinary reasons.
Right, I was going to say that'd be an expensive dye.
Yes.
I can't help thinking here, right? So if you just look at as you say, Daria, the whole village produces 2 kilos a year, which is enough money to keep everybody happy in that village. And when they're harvesting, they obviously harvest. Like, this is just, let's run with me on this one a little bit, Daria.
Yeah.
When they harvest, obviously all the saffron will go into a bag of some description, I'm sure, and gets put in a shed until they've collected everything else. Security must be tight during that time.
Maybe they don't put it all in one big bag, right?
No, well,
because there's private... They're like private harvesters, and they might put it in little tiny bags and then distribute them around the house so no person could actually steal it all.
Even so, I can't help thinking that if you're going to sort of like store that overnight before you can start harvesting again the next day, I can't help thinking there'll be a security task guard.
I think there is some Netflix. There is a Netflix thriller theory series somewhere in there where people go around and steal each other's saffron pistols, and
there we go.
Murder case in the saffron village. I think that would make for a great Netflix series.
It would. Saffron heist. There we go.
Yes.
Right. Anyway, Dario, thank you for that. Saffron in Mund, which you'll find in Canton Valley. And as Dario said, they should get up there and check out their little saffron museum and buy some saffron. So, Dario, thanks very much indeed. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.